Unit 2, page 18. Read.
Super couples. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Disguised as Clark Kent, this world-famous character met Lois Lane while the two were working as newspaper reporters for the Daily Planet. At first, Lane wasn't interested in mild-mannered Kent. She wanted to cover stories about the Man of Steel. In time, she changed her mind. When Kent proposed, Lane accepted, and she didn't even know he was Superman. Superman and Lois Lane are certainly not the only super couple. What were other power couples doing when they met? What did they accomplish together? Let's find out. When she was 24, Maria Skłodowska left Poland and moved to Paris. While she was studying at the Sorbonne, she met physicist Pierre Curie. She was planning to return to Poland after her studies, but the two scientists fell in love and got married. While they were raising their daughters, they were also doing research on radioactivity. In 1903, the Curies won the Nobel Prize in Physics. Then, in 1906, a horse-drawn carriage hit and killed Pierre while he was out walking. When Marie recovered from the shock, she was able to pursue the couple's work. In 1911, she received her second Nobel Prize. She was the first person to ever receive two Nobel Prizes. Frida Kahlo first met Diego Rivera in 1922, while she was studying at the National Preparatory School in Mexico City. Rivera was already a well-known artist. He came to the National Preparatory School to paint one of his famous murals. 3 years later, at the age of 18, Kahlo received serious injuries in a bus accident. While she was recovering, she started painting from bed. One day, she went to see Rivera to ask him for career advice. He was very impressed with her work. Kahlo and Rivera fell in love and got married. Today, they are considered two of Mexico's greatest, most influential artists.